Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr for Eric Johnson. Senator John Hoeven on the Senate Ag Appropriations Committee and a senior member of the Ag Committee joined a group of Republican Ag senators to speak on the Senate floor and outline the negative impact of the Biden administration's proposed tax increases and elimination of stepped-up basis on the nation's farmers and ranchers. The senator urged the administration to abandon its tax plans and maintain step-up in basis, as well as the 1031 like-kind exchanges and other important tax provisions.
Under current law, when passing down a family farm or ranch to the next generation, the tax basis is stepped up to fair market value, preventing a large tax bill on the next generation of farmers. In addition to increasing the tax bill on multi-generation farmers and ranchers, repealing stepped-up basis would add significant complexity to farmers and ranchers' tax filing process. In fact, when a Democrat Congress previously tried to repeal stepped-up basis in the 1976 Tax Reform Act, it was labeled by the New York Times as, quote, impossibly unworkable. Congress at the time must have agreed, because the provision was never implemented and was ultimately repealed 4 years later in 1980. The impacts of a repeal of stepped-up basis would not only be felt by our farmers and ranchers, but it would also impact small businesses and their employees and supplementary services. A recent report from Ernst & Young estimates the repeal of stepped-up basis would result in the loss of 80,000 jobs in each of the first 10 years after the repeal, and loss of 100,000 jobs in each subsequent year. Similarly, a study by the Texas A&M Ag and Food Policy Center determined that more than 97% of the representative farms in its 30-state database, including North Dakota, would be impacted by a proposal to eliminate stepped-up basis, with an average additional tax liabilities totaling nearly $725,000 per farm. And while the administration claims these changes would impact only 2% of farms, they have provided no explanation or data to support those assertions. With the average age of farmers in our country now nearing 60 years old, now is not the time to burden the next generation of young farmers and ranchers with massive, complex tax bills. In addition, the Biden administration has proposed to eliminate the use of 1031 like-kind exchanges, a provision that's been in the tax code since 1921, which allows farmers and ranchers to defer taxes on land transfers when they continue their investment in similar land assets. Farmers and ranchers use the 1031 like-kind exchange for many reasons. This includes consolidating land parcels to reduce time and money they spend moving equipment, supplies, and commodities from one place to another. Producers also consolidate crop land closer to their livestock, barns, crop storage facilities, or even as part of the estate planning process to help young or beginning farmers join their business.
In addition to his floor speech, Hoeven outlined the importance of maintaining the 1031 like-kind exchanges. The Biden administration has proposed to eliminate the use of that like-kind exchanges, a provision that's been in the tax code since 1921 that allows farmers and ranchers to defer taxes on land transfers when they continue their investment in similar land assets. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.